You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I don't want to do this broadcast tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure that you all know why. I hate these kinds of things. My heart just goes out to those parents who will never see their children again. I've lost children, and I know what that feels like. It's a grief that you can't imagine. And it just never, never ever goes away. And it's even worse for me because I've known for many years that these things were going to happen, and I told you that. These are young men who were disassociated, cast out by their classmates, were undergoing some kind of professional mental health treatment during their life, and were probably on some kind of prescription drugs like Prozac or Ritalin. It's the same signature of all of these that have happened over the years, and they all take place at approximately the same time of year, within a few days or a week or two of April the 19th. The most significant incidents happen on April the 19th. You'll have to forgive me, folks, because I'm just overcome with the sadness and the terrible waste of all of this. And I feel the old grief of the loss of my children just well up in my chest. And I wish with all my heart that there was something that I could do to make it all go away. To somehow turn back the clock and make it so it had not have happened. And for those of you who may have been at work and don't know what's happened, I guess maybe I should explain. This morning, I got a telephone call from someone in Littleton, Colorado, who told me something terrible was going on at a school called Columbine High School. And so I went to CNN, and there was nothing on CNN. And I began to call people in Colorado, and they didn't know anything about it. Then I got another call telling me that gunmen had entered this high school and had just killed a tremendous number of people and had set off numerous bombs. I went back to CNN, and then they began to cover it. And apparently, as of right now, please forgive me. As of right now, there are approximately 25 dead, give or take, because nobody knows the real number. Most of them just young boys and girls. From what I understand, maybe all of them. About 20 wounded had been taken to local hospitals. The ones who wreaked all this havoc were young boys. They were either students or ex-students or had been expelled. And that's all I know about them, except the other students say that they belonged to a group that were shunned by most of the students in the school. They were young people who obviously had mental problems. You know, I'm getting to the point where I really don't like this country or this world much anymore. I just told you last night that some terrible catastrophe could happen within just a few days because of this April 19th thing, because of the mystery school's penchant for human sacrifice in the springtime, the rites of Ishtar, Moloch, and all of the rest of the old terrible gods. I told you they would all come back. You think this is coincidence that it happens every year, every single year, at the same time? When are you going to wake up? I spent most of my life trying to stop this shit. Just trying to stop it. And it's not going to stop. Because nobody will believe it. And I bet you Clinton is on television right this moment, coming up with some reason why what happened in that high school has to strip the rest of us of some more of our rights. You want to bet? I'll bet you everything I own, that's exactly what he's doing. He's probably referred it to the Justice Department to come up with some more restrictions on the good citizens of this country. I'm just heartbroken. You see, as this new socialist world order is going through its birth pangs, I happen to know that millions of people are going to die because of it. Oh, God. I think you ought to pay attention to this, folks. Please pay attention to it. Might wake up one morning and find out it's too late.
No. You know I'm gonna be like this. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then and try. You know we'll have a good time, yeah. I'm proud of you, son. Will you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like to do is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the touch in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, the new job, the hassle, and the kiss of the blue. It's been so nice talking to you, Dad. So nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he turned out just like me. My boy's a lot like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. We'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time.
Well, I think I've sort of got myself back in a semblance of proper deportment. Please forgive me for losing it there. And I got to warn you, it might happen again. I just have this sinking feeling in my chest and this terrible grief. This terrible grief. It's just incredible. I wonder how long it will be before the one red rose rears its ugly head. Watch for it on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and elsewhere. You're going to see the red rose. That's the signature of the perpetrators of this evil, evil thing that has happened. I had a broadcast already that was awful lot different from the one that you're listening to. I'm really at a loss for words, folks, so I think what I'll do is open the phones and let you express your feelings about what's happened. And maybe somehow together we can all get through this. It's not the end. Like I've told you before, and remember just last week, an ex-mental patient, 70 years old, went into the family history library of the Mormon Church up in Salt Lake City and killed a whole bunch of people. It's not over. It's going to continue to happen until they have their new world order and they have all the guns out of the hands of the American people and all of the little sheeple are on their knees giving up their rights and their history and their future. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I feel the same way that you do about this terrible loss of life. And I have to agree with you. It's only going to get worse before it gets better. I do believe that this small number of lives lost today will be very small comparison to what we'll see within the next year or so. It's hard for me to speak right now, too. I'm kind of choked up. I do believe, though, that the American people have been so complacent that they are allowing this to happen and won't really even care about it until they lose one of their own. And then they will get into action. I think American people have been so complacent that unless something happens to them personally, they don't care whether it's Waco, what's Oklahoma City, whether it's Randy Weaver, whether it's Shirley Allen. The people think, well, it doesn't affect me, so I don't care.
You know what that comes from? That comes from the years of desensitizing of the emotional feelings of the American people by this never-ending stream of trash that comes out of Hollywood and across the boob tube in everybody's living room.
Exactly. And, you know, I got to thinking about this. Remember the program that used to be on TV called The A-Team?
Yeah.
And remember how, you know, all these people firing full automatic weapons and nobody was getting hurt or killed?
Yeah. They're just desensitized. They have no feelings, no empathy. They're dead inside because they've seen so much of it.
And it's
meaningless.
You see so much portrayals of violence and death and murder that the people think that there's no real consequence to this. When they actually, all you need to do is look into the casket and see one of your own loved ones in there, and that will mean something to you.
Oh, I'm afraid that would just kill me if I had to see my children in that way. I think it would just, I wouldn't even want to go on, not for another second.
Well, I tell you, I lost my father in a tragic situation because he was canoeing down the Rio Grande River. And as you know, the Mexicans dump a whole bunch of their toxic waste in there. My father died from that. And he went on a vacation, and next to my son was in his casket. And I was all broke up over it, and that was 7 years ago. And even now, I still think about it. And the sense of loss of life is something that we can't stop if we really cared about it. But American people, I honestly think that American people need to lose about maybe 30 or 40 million people before they start to finally wake up and say, hey, we got to do something.
Isn't that a terrible thing to have to believe?
It is a living nightmare is what it is. So anyway, I'm having a hard time speaking here. I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else get on the phone, and I hope you just hang in there tonight, Bill. I know it's hard for you too.
Okay.
I have you doing this program tonight, but just keep out there rooting for you, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
No, I did not want to do this broadcast. I did not. In fact, if you call and ask Randy, you'll find that that I waited till almost the last minute to call to link up, just because I knew this was going to be hard to do. And it is. You know, and because over the years, I've known that these things were going to happen. I've predicted them. I've warned you about them. I've told you to watch for them, and I've told you exactly when they will happen. Somehow, just, I know that I don't have anything to do with it, but somehow that just makes me a part of it, and I don't understand that at all. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Nick from New York.
Hi, Nick.
Share with the audience. One is, just read recently that there are 4 million children in the United States that are on Ritalin, and the National Education Association is promoting teachers to address the situation as any child with any sort of dysfunctional disorder should be put on Ritalin. And in this article I read that the main ingredient in Ritalin is basically the same major ingredient that's in methamphetamine or cocaine.
Yeah, it's speed.
Yes, second thing is going back. I don't know if you remember the Colin Ferguson shooting on the Long Island Railroad.
Yes, I do.
There was a number of people killed. I did, you know, I followed this very carefully. Looked, because sometimes enough facts, even though the lies are there, if you believe that the lies are there, you just look for the facts, and sometimes you find enough facts that don't jive. And in this case, yeah, a black man who lived in a black ghetto area, who was on a social security disability, very limited funds, no bank account. And what did he do to attain his weapons and his ammunition? Did he go out on the streets where he lived and purchase his weapons for $350, $400? No. He flew to California, established a three-week residency in a motel, purchased the weapon legally out there, and then flew back to California. And I based that figure on about a $2,000 figure, and I have no idea where he could have gotten this money. And that's just the whole part of it. Nobody ever asked these questions, but these are little facts that came together. And when I see these facts and I realize that, you know, this was a functioning person with a mental disorder. In other words, he could function on the street. That's not a person who would do what they established that what he did.
Yeah.
He would have went out on the street and spent the minimum amount of money to get that weapon if that was the only thing that he was to do. But I feel that he was directed to do that because he was in the hands of the, shall we say, the psychiatric establishment.
Yeah. All of these people who are doing these things have been directed to do them at this specific time of year, right around April the 19th, and of course the most significant and serious events have happened exactly on that date, April the 19th. Last week, an ex-mental patient, 70-some-odd-year-old man, went into the family history library in Salt Lake City and killed a lot of people. And then,
I heard the brief on that, and they never got, you know.
Yeah, I need you to talk a lot louder.
I heard the brief thing about that brief bulletin, but they never went and expounded farther on that.
Yeah, you never heard a thing about it again, have you?
No. But, you know, getting back to that Colin Ferguson thing, one of the gentlemen who was murdered, and I feel for, you know, and it's a terrible, terrible tragedy for the families. But out of that, his wife ran for the Congress, and now she's a congressperson, and naturally she's promoting anti-handgun legislation.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I hear what you're saying and what it's all about and stuff, and like I said, those facts that I just told you, so, you know, things just, you know, and I pointed this out to people, and they're like shocked, you know.
Yeah.
That how could that happen? And it's true. It's truly a shame. You know, again, I'm with you on this, and you know, I don't know what to say exactly, but I'm going to get off the air now and just tell you, please keep up the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
Yeah, folks, for those of you who don't know it, I didn't just predict this yesterday or the day before. I predicted it back in the 1980s. The 1980s, when I was writing my book. You'll find it in my book. This prediction of who would do these killings, where these killings would take place, that they would be mental patients or ex-mental patients on drugs such as Prozac or Ritalin. And I've repeated that prediction over the years. I've repeated it many times on this broadcast. Many times. And I predicted it before these events began. The predictions are on record well before the schoolyard shooting in Stockton, California. And most of these people take their own lives, just like the two young men today took their own life after they had killed so many of their classmates. Well, I guess they just couldn't hold on long enough. 520-333-4578 is the number. And sure enough, today it happened again. And the perpetrators, I can tell you right now, fit the mold to the T. To the T. Good evening, you're on the air.
This is Jeffrey again from
Hi, Jeffrey.
I've been watching these events all day on the You Know What television network, and there are a lot of questions I have to ask. One, why did these people wear uniforms according to the description that are very similar to the black ski mask and trench coat uniforms of certain federal agencies that are wearing? Two, where did they get the weapons and the bombs to go into that school? And three, what happened to school security, et cetera, et cetera? The point is that even President Clinton, I'm afraid, for once blew it. And when he made his statement tonight, he said, it's not time to make any conclusions. We don't have all the facts as yet, et cetera, et cetera. So I think he was caught off guard this time.
Well, I don't know about that. Whether he was caught off guard or not, but you notice just recently Al Gore mentioned the fact that that we have to deal with these ski mask hoodlums who break down doors in the middle of the night. And yeah, these guys are wearing black trench coats and black ski masks, and at least that's the report. Now, remember, initial reports don't always turn out to be correct. So there may not be 25 dead. There could be more or less. The report that 20 went to hospitals could be incorrect. What these guys were wearing could be wrong. We don't know all of those things just yet.
That's right. We don't have final confirmation of any of this stuff. I do know there were a couple of people who were critically wounded in certain places. That did come out of the report of one of the hospitals tonight. But even so, the fact that this has occurred during this time, of course, is one of these sad, tragic situations that we've all got to watch. And that's about the best I can say from here.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go, but I will tell you this. We do have a teacher coming in May the 3rd in New Orleans by the name of Isola Foster, who's going to be speaking at the Radisson Airport Hotel on May the 3rd. at 7:30, and of course she's on a speaking tour talking about some of this very problem. So that's the best I can tell you from here.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. We do know that a lot of children were killed. We do know that. I listened to enough young people tell their eyewitness story on the Communist News Network today to know that a lot of people were killed, young people, and apparently a lot were wounded. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, ma'am.
I just purchased a book called The Curse of the Cannon by Eustace Mullin, and I'm sitting here, and it's unbelievable how Satan, everything's coming forth. Is this not correct?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Do you mind if I read you a little paragraph?
Are you talking about The Curse of Canaan by Eustace Mullins?
Yes. Can I read a little paragraph?
How long is it?
It's just about 6 to 10 little sentences. I can read fast.
Okay, go ahead.
Unfortunately for humanity, this was not the end of the matter. Satan, through his children, the Nephilim, and also through Cain, have now established a demonic presence on the earth. His rebellion against God would result in continuous suffering and travail on earth for centuries to come. The history of mankind since his rebellion is the history of the struggle between the people of God and the cult of Satan. With this understanding, it's now possible to trace the historical events which reveal the actual archives of the two adversaries. The Book of Zohar stresses the Talmudic legend that demons originated in sexual congress between humans and demonic powers. Do you agree?
No.
Why?
I don't agree. You ask me if I agree. I don't agree.
So you don't believe Satan is ruling the world at this present time?
I don't know what you mean by Satan. These people who are bringing these things to pass don't believe in Satan. They believe in the Luciferian philosophy, which is that man by his intellect is God and that there is no other God than man. That's what they believe.
So you're saying there's a difference between Satan and Lucifer?
What I'm saying is that's what they believe, period. That's what they believe. They don't worship anything called Lucifer or Satan.
Well,
what I described to you is a philosophy. Their philosophy is based upon a metaphor. that Adam and Eve were held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust and vindictive God. They were set free from this imprisonment by Lucifer through his agent Satan, and some people say they're both the same, by the gift of knowledge. In other words, eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God's lied to you. He told you that you've got to stay here and take care of this garden, but that's not true. You can become as gods. All you have to do is eat this fruit. All you have to do is gain knowledge. All you have to do is set yourself free with the use of your intellect, and you too can become a god.
Well, then
they don't believe it literally as Christians believe it in the Bible. They believe that it is a metaphor for the evolution of mankind to the point where man could have an original thought, developed intellectual ability, and then rule his planet through the use of his mind. And through the further development of the intellect and reason over superstition and religion, man will become God. That's what they believe. That's what I'm telling you. I don't care whether you believe it or not. It's the truth. That's what they believe, and that's what kind of world they're trying to bring about.
Okay, I'm confused.
Well, a lot of people are confused.
You're confused because all I can see is that whatever you call them, Olympians, insiders, or whatever, seem to want to control the world.
They do. They do.
And they're going to do this come hell or high water and kill everybody they can kill so they can control a certain few. So they can be parasitic and suck right off our blood. And nobody seems to wake up and nobody does anything. Nobody wants to go down and arrest them, which I've been preaching for 5 years on the radio. I'm very upset because I have grandchildren also.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling, and I understand that you're upset. I'm upset, too. I think a lot of people are upset. In fact, I'm just on the verge of tears constantly, and it's not just because of this. It's because of my empathy for those people who've lost their children brings up in my chest the old grief that just has never gone away and will never go away. Over the loss of my children. It's just consuming. And so, you know, if you get a little emotional, I'm not going to hold that against you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Ken from Jeanette.
Hi, Ken.
I'm a little upset about what's going on, so I'd just like to give my prayers and condolences to all the families that are feeling all the pain that they're feeling.
Well, I think that's a great thing to do, and of course, I will be doing that also, and I imagine it's such an obvious thing to do that I don't even think it needs to be mentioned.
Really. No, but I wanted to mention something else to you, Bill. Me and my buddy Mike, we just came back from Lexington, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Very significant date in our history.
Yes, it is.
And the people up there just basically treated it as another holiday. I don't think they really realize the significance.
Well, most Americans don't. The 4th of July doesn't mean anything anymore except you take your children down to the lake and you have barbecue and you get a day off from work and that's it. Maybe some fireworks at night. But nobody really thinks or talks about the real purpose of the holiday. And most Americans have never read the Declaration of Independence.
No, I agree with you there.
Never read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They don't even have any idea what this country is supposed to be, much less what they're losing.
Well, I've been on board with you for a while here, and this really put the nail in the coffin. I don't think a lot of these people in this country are worth fighting for. I mean, I do, but I don't after seeing how people are acting up there, the rudeness. We're out of state. They were trying to run us off the road. I mean, that's just how they treated it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
well,
I just wanted to
send my condolences
to all the families.
You have to understand that wasn't too long ago that none of this would be taking place. When I was a boy,
I've read your book.
None of this could have ever happened. None of these things would. I never knew a juvenile delinquent. I didn't know anybody that locked their doors. Everybody was polite. there were things wrong with this country, but this country was the rightest that it had ever been. And over the years, I think Hollywood and the television has done more damage than anything else that you could possibly imagine in shaping the mindset of the people that exist today. They've created a nation of ignorant, immoral, ill-mannered, stupid sheep. And many of them, you know, anytime they can get away with it, will do anything criminal that they can do in order to enrich themselves or make their lives more affluent without any conscience about what they've done or anything else whatsoever. We've been divided amongst each other, against each other, for all of the stupidest, most insane, incredible, ridiculous reasons that I can possibly imagine.
Speechless, like I'm speechless.
Yeah, really.
I had to call. I usually don't people talk shows, but I just had to call and express my feelings, especially the significance of April 19th.
Yeah.
And we heard your rebroadcast last night of your Waco memorial.
Yeah, the first half was a rerun, and the second half was live.
Yes, you know who else I'd like to thank? I'd like to thank Home Box Office for playing Waco, the Rules of Engagement last night. I thought that was kind of brave on their part.
Yeah, the reason I didn't answer it, because the reason I didn't announce it was because it had already aired by the time we went on the air.
Yeah, but I thought that was kind of brave on their part.
But they did cut a tremendous chunk out of it. I don't know which part they cut out of it.
Yeah, it was shortened by about probably 15 to 20 minutes, I'd say.
At least 20 minutes.
Yeah. But I'll clear the line for you and let somebody else get on. But just keep up the good work. God bless you and your family, and I hope you guys stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Bill. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
520-333-4578. Yeah, knowing what happens this time of year, ladies and gentlemen, we have been on double guard around here. We have loaded weapons in every corner, ready to use them at a moment's notice. And we will. If we're attacked, we will use them. We will defend ourselves. And we will make a good showing, I guarantee you. Good evening. You're on the air.
There have always been people with mental disorders that have access to weapons. The thing that has changed, Bill, is this federal law that prohibits anyone from having a firearm on a school ground. Now, when I was a boy...
No, you're wrong. It's not on a school ground. It's within a half a mile of any school, including the school ground.
Well, yeah, okay, you were correct on that. Now, when I was a boy, there was no violence at our school other than an occasional cousin contest and maybe...
Or a little fist fight.
Yeah, and maybe one or two blows thrown. Now, every boy at my school had a very sharp pocket knife in his pocket.
That's right.
And most of the boys... had a pickup truck sitting in the parking lot
with a .22 rifle in it, sometimes a .30
or a .30-30
yes.
Up in a gun rack. If you had a .30-30, you wanted everyone to see it. You put it in the gun rack.
That's what I was going to say. Or a .30-30 deer rifle.
Plays .38 or a .45 under the seat,
mm-hmm.
And we didn't have these things happening.
No.
The answer to the problem.
Don't even start that with the answer to the problem, because I guarantee you don't know what you're talking about. These things are not being brought
up.
These are not the ideas of the people who are doing it. They are being programmed to do these things. I've known about it for many years, predicted it back in the 80s, because I know the plans of the people who are bringing about the New World Order. These people...
Well, I'm sure that all of this is true, but I'm talking about... I have three children in a public school.
Well, if you know that that's... excuse me, this is my broadcast. I'm getting tired of having people call up here and try to monopolize it when I'm trying to say something. We have to have a dialogue or you can't talk on this show. Okay?
All right.
Thank you. Jeez. You know, anybody can go out and buy airtime. You can do that too. Talk for 3 hours if you want. This that's happening is not being brought about by some mental patients who just all of a sudden get this idea to get a gun and go in and kill people in the school or at a McDonald's or in a shopping mall. That's not what's happening here. They're being programmed. Mind control is being used to cause these things to happen. And they always happen at the same time every single year. Go ahead.
Every single year, yeah, I understand. But my concern for my children is some of the teachers in the schools are competent, coherent, sane individuals who, if they had a law that would allow them simply to have a gun in their car, or those of them who, and some of them do have concealed carry cars, but they can't bring the weapon to school. These are competent people who could defend my children should this occur here in North Carolina.
That's true.
The law prohibits them from doing it.
Yes, that's true.
And my point is, in light of what has happened after we have removed all of the weapons within 1,000 yards or half a mile of a school or whatever.
No, the goal is from the whole country. You see, they can't have their new world order if Americans have guns. Because there will come a point when all Americans will all of a sudden understand what's happening. And at that point, they can't have guns in their hands. The new world order is history.
But will America wake up before it's too late?
America is going to give their guns up, most of them, except for those people like me and possibly you and a whole bunch of millions others who just absolutely will not, would rather die than do it.
Well, I'm one of the ones who will die before I do it.
Because we know the consequences of doing it. See, we're not in love with guns. I fought in Vietnam. When I came back, I sold all my guns. I made an oath that I would never again in my life kill another living thing because I was so disgusted with what I had to do in Vietnam and what I saw and what I was a part of. I have guns now, not because I love guns, not because I hunt. I don't hunt. But because I know that if I don't have guns now, my freedom is history. The Constitution is history. We're all going to be enslaved, and a lot of us are going to be killed, eliminated in the process, because part of the goal of this New World Order thing, if you just listen to them and read all their literature, is to cull the Earth's population. For the North American continent, they have scheduled 100 million people. For the entire North American continent. Now, they can't do all these things if Americans have guns. That's why there's such a push to take guns out of the hands of the American people. That's why they are programming these people to perform these despicable, terrible acts. So that they can pass these draconian laws to strip us of our rights to protect ourselves against despotism.
I think they're copying exactly what they've done in Australia.
Well, it didn't work in Australia. All the guns went underground.
Well, let's hope it does here.
Well, I think a lot of them already have.
A lot of mine are.
Yeah. Well, now don't be talking about what you're doing with what, okay?
The idea is to convey it to a lot more people who will possibly do the same.
Well, I hope they will, but I hope they have the brains to do it without having to be told by anybody. If they don't, then what else do we have to tell them? You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
What comes to my mind when I get to tell somebody that something is so simple is, what else had I better tell them?
Draw them a picture.
And if I do it, will they carry it out, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway.
Bless you, and we're listening.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. This is just a terrible, terrible state of affairs. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. Joel in Wisconsin.
Hi, Joel.
I just, it is absolutely
disheartening, and I feel for you and for all those people. I just wanted to say that, you know, for people out there listening, you know, and like the guy that was just talking to you on the air, get your children out of public schools. I mean, I have my children in homeschooling, and if anyone possibly can, the best thing to do is get out of the schools, because they're just a rat's nest anyway.
That's right, and they're not being taught.
The education system, and start teaching your children the truth. And it's really a wonderful experience to actually homeschool your children, and you know, you really appreciate. A lot of people just throw their kids in the school like babysitting to get rid of them, and they don't know what they're missing.
You mean children, don't you?
Huh?
You mean children, don't you?
Yes. Oh, I said kids, yeah.
Kids are baby goats.
I know. Yeah. True. It's one of those things that, I don't know, it's a slang that we've all kind of been inundated with all our lives, and it's a hard thing to...
Doesn't excuse it.
True. True.
My daughter gets very angry when I slip up occasionally and that word slips out.
You do? When you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets very angry. I don't do it much. But every once in a while, you know, my childhood will come back and I'll say kid. And she gets very upset. Very upset. She lets me know in no uncertain terms that she's not a goat, baby or otherwise. She's a child.
That's good. But I just wanted to encourage people out there, you know, public education isn't a good place for people to have their children.
No, it's not. And if you go into the schools and see what they're being taught, it will disgust you. I mean, it will literally disgust you. It's disgusting. It's sick.
It's frightening.
Yes, it is. And it's also frightening. You hit it right on the head. Scary as hell.
It's like they're training them to be Chinese coolies or something, you know?
Well, let's not denigrate the Chinese. It has nothing to do with Chinese coolies. They're trying to dumb down our children so that they can be good little slaves in the New World Order. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It wasn't right.
Right.
My wife is Chinese, and if you were said it right in front of her, she'd have slapped your nose right off your face.
Yeah. Well, what I meant was that they're preaching almost like secular humanism and communism in the schools, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I meant. And you're right. They're dumbing people down. But that's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
If people just could get out of the public school system, I think it would do a lot to help this country. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. I was disappointed that he didn't apologize for that statement, but, you know, what do you expect? 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I was reading on the internet that there are, you know, some people sell guns over the internet now.
Uh-huh.
You know, private gun sales, and that now the government's looking into this as to how they could possibly regulate that, and they, you know, they're pretty shaken up about it because the internet is pretty much
Well, wait a minute now. The federal government, according to the Constitution, has the power to regulate interstate commerce.
Okay.
Now, if you live in my state of Arizona, and you come over to my house and purchase a gun from me, the federal government doesn't have a damn thing to do with that sale. That's not interstate commerce. I didn't sell it across a state line. They have no jurisdiction, no nothing to do with it.
Okay, I understand.
Period. But on the internet, it's not only interstate, but international commerce, which they also have the power given to them by the Constitution to regulate.
Let me make one point. Let's say I get on the internet. Here I am in South Carolina. I find somebody here in South Carolina who wants to sell guns over the internet, but it's not interstate now.
Well, what I would do is, because you don't know where that signal's going before it goes, you don't know where your email goes before it goes to that guy.
Yeah, I'm not sending any.
Well, how are you buying it over the internet?
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying that I've been looking. I just saw it on the internet today. There are other people who are doing it.
Uh-huh.
And the, believe it's the BATF is looking into it now. They're after some...
Oh, they're after every arms sale, no matter where it occurs. They want all weapons out of the hands of all people everywhere, not just here, but all over the world.
Yep. Well, there's this company called eBay. It's some big online auction.
Mm-hmm.
And eBay was selling a lot of guns over the internet. And they just pulled that thing off of their site, eBay.
You know why?
Because the government's after them.
Well, the government is not after them because what they're doing is not illegal, but the government doesn't always obey the law. Do they?
No, they sure don't. And
in fact,
I was thinking when I heard about what happened today that, you know, you don't see this happening in private schools or in Christian schools, these kinds of shootings. And what do you think is the influence of things like punk rock music on young people? It's a bad influence, but...
Well, wait a minute. It's not necessarily a bad influence unless the lyrics are saying bad things and encouraging bad things. And some of the lyrics do, some of the lyrics don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the lyrics and some of these songs that the young people are listening today are written by young patriot songwriters who write these songs after listening to a year of the hour of the time.
You mentioned Ritalin and things like that, Prozac, a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I have a nephew who had been on Prozac, and it just, I don't know, it had a real strong effect on him. It kind of like just, you know, it sedated him to such an extent. I didn't like that Ritalin, and I thought it was a very powerful drug that he was under.
Well, it is. It is a very, the speed is what it is. I'm surprised that he was sedated. He should have been bouncing off the walls.
Oh, really? Well, they've got something like 2 to 3 million children on Ritalin. I've read about that.
They've got a lot more than 2 to 3 million children. You can believe it.
Oh, really?
Every time, you see, a doctor doesn't even have to prescribe it either. A teacher can send a student down to the nurse and tell the nurse that the student is unruly or uncontrollable, or won't pay attention, and tell the nurse to put them on Ritalin, and the nurse will right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just have one more thing, and I'll hang up and let somebody else, about dumbing the children down in the public schools. I went to the public schools during the 1970s, and I don't recall learning anything about the Constitution. And when I was in schools, they would just pass us on to the next grade. It didn't matter how much we had learned or not. We just moved on to the next grade.
Yeah.
And as long as you just kept moving along, you got your diploma.
Yeah. Well, today they do about the same thing. They don't give grades anymore. Everybody passes. You know why they do that? Because if one student gets a D and one student gets an A, the student with the D suffers, their self-esteem suffers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
their self-esteem didn't suffer when they didn't do their homework and they didn't study for their tests and they were ditching school.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to let somebody else get on. Have a good night.
Yeah. I tell you, it's so bad here in the Round Valley that during school hours, when school is in session, I see whole groups of high school children walking around the town doing nothing. And they're supposed to be in their classroom. It's the truth. My children don't go to these schools. I know about that... the demon, the real demon, called the National Education Association and its member teachers. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Louise again near Chicago.
Hi, Louise.
And, we're just talking about cowardice last week. And what will the cowards continue to allow before they finally withdraw their consent?
I don't know.
How much blood are they going to allow to be spilled in their cowardly, useless names?
Well, they'll usually let as much spill as possibly can be spilled until it's spilled in their own living room.
That's what it takes. Oh, by the way, I emailed you some poems that I sent to Linda Thompson. Did you ever get those?
I don't remember seeing any.
They were about courage and very important stuff that's for morale, and that's what we all need.
No, I didn't get them. I would have remembered something like that.
Because some of us are at war, and the rest, the cowards, are at massacre, their home.
Yeah.
And that of their cowardly neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their offspring that are going to be born into slavery. That is the ones that aren't murdered on the spot.
You're right.
I guess are you familiar with the poet, Edgar A. Guest?
Yes.
Excellent stuff.
Yes, it is.
And it's from him. It's from an old book called Poems of Patriotism.
Wow. Well, send me some more copies. I don't know what happened to
them. Check your email, and if you didn't get it, it's possible that it was intercepted because somebody sent me a message, and it was from Harvest, not Harvest-Trust. Just Harvest. It was phony. I deleted it because it had an attachment. Who knows? Maybe a bomb. Maybe a virus. Who knows?
Huh.
And I'm not as stupid as they think. So I didn't fall for that one. I did email it, so if you'd like, I'd like to email it again. And by the way, speaking of NEA, they so far are the puke-faced subversives of all the puke-faced subversives that I've seen so far on the web. They have a website. You should list it on your list because it is absolutely hideous. I mean, this is the kind of slime that is being called, being afforded any semblance of legitimacy for anything, much less education.
Yeah, and they've garnered so much power in the public school system that if you're not an NEA teacher, most schools and most school districts won't even consider hiring you.
Well, I wouldn't even call them teachers. I'd call them out-and-out subversives.
They are subversives. They're Marxist socialists. That's what they teach in the school.
They want everyone disarmed. They want the country destroyed is basically what they want. They do not want young people to grow up with any real esteem. I mean, how can somebody have self-esteem if they haven't earned it? I mean, it's phony. It's phony baloney. All it is cowardice. And, you know, a lot of things come out of cowardice. That's why you have people who call into your show every now and then and say, you know, I saw a bunch of black boxcars going down this and this road, and, you know, I heard there's millions of people, this, and you find out they know about one person.
Yeah.
Because they need to feel important. Because they couldn't dare be important. They only have to settle for feeling. The phony illusion of being important. Sort of like armchair athletes. Well, they're armchair patriots. Which, of course, aren't real patriots at all.
No, they're not. Couch potatoes.
Oh, well, you know, at war...
I call them couch potatoes.
At war, at a couch... Well,
yeah.
Louise,
you're not letting me finish.
Sorry.
I call them couch potatoes. Flap jaws. Do not. If you understand the pun.
Mm-hmm. No, end up like potatoes, too, under the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
Only, I don't want to give the government that they deserve. I don't think you do either.
No, I certainly don't. I spent most of my life trying to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, and they teach injustice now. As you mentioned with this massacre, this planned massacre at the school, nobody talks about justice. Nobody says, well, we ought to get the ones that did it. No, we got to take everybody's weapons away, not just guns. Anything that can be effectively used against oppressors.
Well, Louise, consider this. These are young men who have a history of social problems, who are obviously mental ill, and I guarantee you have been for some kind of mental treatment because of this.
Yes.
And it's against the law for them to own guns.
And now, those are the ones that make ideal targets.
If they have guns, even though it's against the law for them to have guns, and if every criminal in this country who's a convicted felon who's still committing crimes with guns has guns, how are they going to keep those people from getting guns by passing another law that takes guns away from you and I and other law-abiding good American citizens?
Well, you know, therein lies another interesting and I think potentially hopeful situation because, you know, the enemy hasn't done all their homework either.
No, but
they are not infallible.
They don't need to do their homework. All they have to do is throw out platitudes and touchy-feeling phrases and buzzwords that are designed to cause the sheeple to feel and act in particular ways, and they never check to see if they've done their homework or if they're right or wrong. They just respond to their mental programming and
just like the handbook, the synthesis handbook, whatever it is, Russian psychopolitics.
Psychopolitics. It's all in there.
They are shown shows like Cops. They are shown that the police state will smack them down hard, if not kill them outright, if they as much as think about opposing them. And being the little cowards that they are, they just continue, as you said, they go, bah!
Yeah.
And that's what happens, and they keep reinforcing it.
Yep. I got to let you go.
Okay. Well, God bless, Bill.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I wonder, folks, how long it's going to be before it rears its ugly head, and I'm telling you, it will. Some people hear that and just think it's the most beautiful song, and of course, the esoteric meaning is very, very beautiful and can be even inspiring. But this is a song with a message. And only those who understand the secret language of the mystery religion and international socialism can understand that language. It is the promise of a revolution to come, a new world order, the new dawn. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
You don't know me.
I need you to talk a lot louder. Why do I have to say this every time somebody calls? Put it in front of your mouth and yell at me.
This phone might not be working all that well.
I don't care. Do it anyway.
you don't know me, but I've put messages on your message board before. My nickname is Vapor Trail. I just wanted to say that I don't think we have to wait for the Red Rose to appear to see the signature of the people who did this, because they picked a high school by the name of Columbine, and I believe the root word of that word is columbarium, which I think means some sort of a secret underground chamber.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah?
Don't put the phone right against your lips. Just put your mouth in front of the phone while you're talking, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Now, say that again about Columbine. Now you got to talk louder, even though.
The name of the high school is Columbine High School.
Yes.
Isn't the root word of that word columbarium?
Yes.
It is, which means some sort of a secret underground chamber.
Yes.
That is something known in the mystery religion.
Yes, it's the crypt or the cave where the rites of initiation are performed.
Yes, I don't think that was a coincidence.
No, it's not. It's never a coincidence what they do and how they do it.
I think they're telling some people loud and clear that this is who they are.
Yeah, the land that the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building was built upon used to be owned by the Masonic Lodge.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay, I just had that observation to make.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Hey, folks, don't make me fight the phone battle tonight. When you call, please put the phone right in front of your mouth and talk really loud, because, you know, we've got a new piece of equipment here, but we don't have the right connections to be able to hook it up yet. When we get it hooked up, we won't have this problem. But in the meantime, all we have is a speakerphone, which quality is not very good to begin with, about 14 inches from a microphone, which is as close as we can get it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Yeah, I think this is pretty terrible, and I do agree that I think it is going to be the swan song to any kind of freedoms being left in this country, that they are going to fight tooth and nail now to disarm the public.
Well, of course. There was Salt Lake City last week, Columbine in Littleton, Colorado this week. What's going to happen tomorrow or next week?
Yeah, but I think what's wrong with our young people out there is that they don't have hope.
This is going to escalate until they get every gun in the country or every gun they can possibly get. Remember, I predicted that would be the behavior of the gunman.
Yeah.
And I did it. I did it well over 10 years ago, well before any of this ever started. And most of these gunmen who have gone into McDonald's or schools or shopping malls or wherever they have done it, and those are the places that I said it would happen,
and I guess
wherever they have done it, they have turned the gun on themselves and committed suicide. They're programmed to do it. It has nothing to do with how they feel about themselves. These people have been programmed. They cannot stop it from happening.
It's the death of innocence. They're young blood. And then I guess that's all part of the ritual.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I just think it's tragic that this country is just really fallen by the wayside. It's nothing like the old days.
No, not at all. Well, it's just another date on the calendar.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as another millennium coming up. Every day is a day in some period of 1,000 years, and where you start measuring the 1,000 years and where you end measuring it is can be determined by anyone and start and end anywhere.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, this millennium thing, this millennium mindset is another method of mind controlling people. Clinton talks about the bridge to the new millennium, the bridge to the 21st century. We have to start the 21st century with a different set of laws, with a new world order, blah, 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 blah. It's all bullshit. It's just another page off the calendar, period. Nothing magical is going to happen 1 minute after midnight on December the 31st, 1999. Just like nobody was different the day they woke up on their 21st birthday. It was just another day in their life.
Yeah, another day in NATO land, too.
Yeah, don't fall for all this 21st century. It's the new millennium. You know, it's the new millennium, so Jesus is coming. Why is he coming? Because it's the new millennium. Millennium has nothing to do with it. He'll decide when he's going to come, won't he?
That's true. You know, those religions have all their different calendars.
People, to me, I tell you, I look out on the vast herds of sheeple, and they're just, it's incredible the stupidity and the ignorance that prevails everywhere. It is just absolutely tragic. And at other times, it's hilariously funny. But it's not good either way.
Yeah. Well, you have a good evening, Bill.
Thank you. Millennium. Millennium. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. That's Art Bell. That is Art Bell food. That is Art Bell bullshit. That is B.S. Bell's stock in trade. Want to talk millennium? Call B.S. Bell. The only thing that the millennium has to do with any of you is the way it's used to mindset you in order to be able to control what you support as we go into it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Good evening, Bill. Yes, it is a very sad day. I haven't heard you mention anything about the Swiss voting on their constitutional changes. Have you mentioned anything about that in the last several shows?
No.
Yes, they had a referendum vote on their constitution, I believe, on Sunday. And basically, they voted out the gold standard. You know, I shouldn't say the gold standard. Their monetary being backed by a portion of gold.
Hmm.
So that would tend to lead me to believe that it's not too far off now.
No, it can't be too far off now.
Yeah. For some reason, they like to use symbology, and, well, what better thing to do than open the Swiss, who have always, cherish their sovereignty and pull them in, or actually pull them down with everybody else.
Well, so that now they're on the phony money too.
Yeah, they're exposed just like the rest of all the rest of the IMF nations are.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you knew or not.
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't.
Okay. There's also a disturbing story on AP tonight. Basically, in Puerto Rico, I guess they're having some more military exercises.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you remember what they did in Texas, right?
Yeah. Oh, they're doing it in Puerto Rico?
Yes. You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead. Make it quick, though.
This is Dateline San Juan, Puerto Rico, AP. The U.S. Navy on Tuesday began investigating what went wrong when two jets on a Kosovo training mission accidentally fired 500-pound bombs that killed a civilian security guard on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques, I believe is the name. Four other people suffered minor injuries during Monday night's incident, which renewed an outcry against the U.S. military presence on Vieques, 50 miles east of San Juan, and the site of some of Puerto Rico's best beaches and fishing grounds.
Huh. Well, every once in a while during military training exercises, something like that happens. And it's not intentional.
No, but
it doesn't help the people who are killed or injured. It doesn't help them at all. But
no.
But during military training exercises, where they're using live ammunition, sometimes a pilot or somebody is not trained as well as they should be, or gets confused, and drops a bomb or fires a weapon in the wrong direction and somebody gets hurt?
Sure. Well, it says here, too, though, that angry residents gathered outside the VK City Hall Tuesday, "Get the Navy out," they yelled. They said that they were worried about the next errant bomb might land in a populated area and accused the Navy of ignoring their complaints about the use of live munitions. So, you know.
Well, you know, I thought you were going to say something significant, but really this doesn't mean anything. And I can understand why the people are upset.
About it, like the people in Texas should have
believe, been hey, listen to me. Believe me. It is a training accident. It has no significance other than those people are really angry and they should be angry. And they will probably exert some political pressure to get the Navy to go somewhere else. But as far as saving the nation or the world from the New World Order, it has no meaning whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
So don't waste our time.
you know, the people in Texas, you know, the supposedly good people in Texas.
That was a different story. That was actual military invasion of small American towns using live ammunition and live explosives. That's not even remotely equivalent to a jet dropping a bomb and stood on the designated place in the exercise area where they're supposed to drop them, accidentally dropping it outside. That's not the same thing. These were intentional invasions of American cities.
Well,
you cannot
that's why the people don't like it.
You cannot equate the two.
Well, okay. I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree then.
Well, we can agree to disagree, but if you have a military force, they have to train somewhere. Wherever they're training, there's going to be an accident, because sometimes when they train, they have to use live weapons. And there's going to be an accident. There doesn't have to be a lot of them, but I guarantee you there's going to be an accident. Just the fact that they're training means they don't know what they're doing. You understand? So you can agree to disagree if you want to, but that's the facts of life. The only way you can stop that is either don't have a military at all, or forbid the military to train, in which case, if you ever have to go to war, you'll have a military that doesn't know how to do it. Good evening. You're on the air. There are just some criticisms, folks, of the military that are not valid. Accidents are accidents, and yes, they have to be dealt with. And sometimes if somebody is really negligent, they have to be disciplined for it. But it's not the same as an invasion by the military using live rounds and explosives of an American city. I don't even know how you could come close to equating the two. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, how did they do the mind control?
Pardon?
How did they do the mind control on these people?
I don't know exactly the method that they use, but I know that there are a whole bunch of different methods that they can draw from. They have something called EDOM, which is electronic dissolution of memory. They can then, using the electronic frequency of the particular brainwave frequencies of that particular person, implant a new memory. They can use microwaves to make people hear voices in their heads and actually experience visions of things that are not happening. There's lots of ways. Recently, Princeton University conducted an experiment. They even tried to get me to be a part of it, and I know why they wanted me to be a part of it. They wanted to measure the brain waves of the subjects of the experiment so that they could locate them with remote tracking equipment by tracking their brain wave frequency emissions while they traveled around the country. I said, screw you. You're nuts if you think I'm going to participate in something like that.
I'm a former public school special education teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I know that some of these kids get so ostracized.
I need you to talk a lot louder.
Some of these kids get so ostracized.
They're not kids. Whoa. They're not kids. They're children. Kids are goats.
Yes, sir. Then, in a way, what happened today doesn't surprise me.
Well, you know, when I went to high school, kids got ostracized, as you call them. Children were ostracized because they dressed different or they talked funny or they came from someplace that nobody ever heard of before, or they looked funny, or maybe they were physically not attractive, and they didn't go home and get shotguns or rifles and go to school and kill anybody. Oh, you're welcome, and you're right. This is a very sad day, and I hope you don't take what I just said personally. I'm just trying to put things in perspective.
No, no problem.
It's being ostracized never caused these things to happen. People dealt with it, and they usually ended up learning how to get along with each other.
But what I meant to say is, a lot of these special ed kids, they're a lot smarter than they let you think they are. For instance, a lot of the students I had, they realized that the future for them was very dim. They realized that the teachers really didn't care about them, and they realized their parents really didn't care.
Well,
and,
unfortunately, you're probably right about all of that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Bill. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. No, folks, these people are programmed. They're programmed to do what they are doing. And it's not because they were ostracized or they had low self-esteem or anything like that. I know this. I know it for a fact. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Indeed a sad day. I'm glad that you did that at the beginning of the show. It was touching.
Well, I'm not, because it touched me too much. I don't like to go down there where those feelings are. It's like going into the bottomless pit, and sometimes when you get there, you don't know if you can crawl out or not.
It's expensive.
Yes, very expensive.
You know, Bill, I've been struggling for an analogy to offer people when trying to describe to them what the new world order may be like.
What
something that they can grasp from their previous education or their understandings.
Yeah, you called last night, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah, I can tell. What's that strange noise you're making?
Boy, I'm sorry. You can hear a truck in the background right now.
No, it's not a truck. Sounds like somebody grating something or crunching something.
Could be my movement. I might have a loose wire on my phone.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, it's really distracting. If you can.
Okay, I'll try. Are you hearing it now?
No.
All right, I'll try to hold still here. I think it might be my Accord.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, in colonialism seems to be an apt analogy to me, that we're going to be colonized by an elite of people who are now ever more internationally interlocked. The families are now international. They have no loyalty to any particular nation.
That's right.
Of course, they're born in respective nations and hold passports. And you might not like this idea too much, but I'm right now I'm reading The Wretched of the Earth by Frantz Fanon. And he was a fighter in the Algerian resistance to France. Trouble is, he was obviously, from my reading of his book, and I haven't read his other stuff, he's obviously a socialist. So anybody who reads his book is going to get a heavy dose of socialism. He doesn't talk about Marx much. He uses just a couple buzzwords of Marx. But I think the people could benefit if they read this book and applied his analysis of the plight of the common man today with what he was describing the Algerian people and the people of Africa were enduring under European colonialism.
Uh-huh.
The destruction of their traditional way of life, the demeaning and the constant barrage that removed their dignity and made them dumbed down and susceptible to subordinating themselves to the regime of the colonialists.
Yeah, and the reams and reams of new laws that made everybody a criminal all the time.
Right. And so, I don't necessarily endorse his socialism. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what those people had to face and what they felt they needed to do to throw off the yoke of colonialism and I mean, I wasn't there, but I think that if people read this book, they will have a broader perspective of what's transpiring.
Well, that might be a good idea.
It's The Wretched of the Earth by Frantz Fanon, and his last name is Fanon. And in the last section of it, he describes a lot of the case studies of the psychological disorders that have happened amongst the people who were either tortured, who were members of the resistance, that they interviewed after they won their independence from France.
Uh-huh.
Some case studies of some of the torturers, the French policemen, and the it's interesting, his analysis. It's a little bit cold and removed, particularly from, you know, the sentiment you were displaying at the beginning of the show, but I think it's food for thought.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
I appreciate that. 520-333-4578. Socialism is not new, ladies and gentlemen. It reared its ugly head in the beginning of the 19th century, the early 1800s. And it wasn't even new then. It had been rearing its head off and on for hundreds of years before that. In fact, if you'll study the fall of the Roman Empire, you'll see that socialism had an awful lot to do with it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Bill.
Need you to talk a lot louder. I can barely hear you.
Sorry, I'm using my satellite phone, so it's a local call for me that way.
I still need you to talk a lot louder. I don't care what phone you're using.
Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay. I, too, lost a child, and I don't know for what this is worth to you. My son was in middle school, and remember how you said when someone's a little bit different? You still there?
I'm here.
They get ostracized and picked on, and my son, who was a very sensitive, he wasn't the most robust kid, he was bright, he got beat up, he got picked on, and there was absolutely no support system from the school district. You take your kid to a psychiatrist, they don't help you. He ended up trying to take his life a couple times, he never succeeded. And he's alive today, but I still lost him because the son I once had is gone. He may as well be dead. I mean, it totally destroyed what I once had. And I know what you're talking about. And the only thing he could do to save himself, he got into weightlifting and the steroids and the other, so he wouldn't get beat up every day. What do you say to something like that?
I don't know what to say. I would have taken them out of the environment that was causing it, is what I would have done. I can't tell you what you should have done because I wasn't there. But when I found out what was happening, I would have taken my child out of that environment. And then I would have tried to give my child the self-confidence and the attention and the skills needed that if he ever had to punch somebody in the nose and mean it so they'd leave him alone, that he could do that.
Mr. Cooper, I did every one of those things, including karate lessons.
Well, I'm not saying that it would always work. That's why I said I would try.
Yeah, I tried. And actually, he helped himself. I mean, he went from an honor student, he didn't care what kind of grades. All he wanted to do was lift weights because that was his only sense of defense. And I'm not discounting anything you said because you're right from your perspective, but you see what happened today is a tragedy. Maybe these kids were picked on at one point and made them crazy and they didn't get the proper help they needed. Is that a possibility?
Listen to me very carefully. They were programmed to do what they did. Well, I've already talked a little bit about it in a portion with another call. Did you just tune in?
I listened to you from the beginning, but I didn't quite follow that when you said it. I lost you a little bit. If you want, I can just hang up and let you if you want to. I mean, I know you said in the old days that didn't happen. I think a lot of kids die to suicide, and it's not really accounted for like a tragic incident like happened today because it doesn't get the publicity.
Well, I don't know where you grew up or when you grew up, but when I was a boy, I never heard of anybody committing suicide. Nobody. Never heard of it. Nobody ever mysteriously disappeared from our school, including girls. I never knew a girl who got pregnant. Now, I'm not saying that these things didn't happen somewhere. They obviously did, and they had to because we're the human race. But they didn't happen like they're happening today. None of these things. they were isolated and rare incidents.
That's true. My wife said the same thing. And you're saying they're programmed to do that, huh?
Absolutely. And a lot of the programming is done through the tube in your living room and through movies.
That's true. There's a lot of violence on television. And I'm just like you, too, you know? I don't hunt. I don't fish. I go hunting with a camera. And yes, I'm a believer in the Second Amendment for the reasons you said, but I'm the most peaceful thing on the planet Earth. I don't even like to kill a mosquito for crying out loud.
I don't either, but you threaten me or my family, and by God, I'll take your life in a second. In a second. If you tell me that you're going to kill me, you'll be dead before the sun rises the next morning. Well, it's caused I've learned my lesson. I've just learned my lesson, and I've drawn the line. I'm not going to be living under tyranny or despotism or bullies or anything else for the rest of my life, and the only way they're going to stop me is to kill me. That's just it, final.
And maybe there's something positive out of this horrendous thing that happened today. Maybe. And I don't know the answer right now. I'll think about it for a week, and I'll call you. But maybe there's some way we can get our teachers and our parents.
Forget the teachers. Forget the teachers. The teachers are controlled by the National Education Association, which is a Marxist socialist instrument of the New World Order. They do what they're told. You know why? Not because they necessarily believe in everything the NEA tells them to do, but because they don't want to lose their jobs, so they'd rather lose their country and their freedoms and lose the minds of the children they teach rather than lose their stupid little stinking job as if they couldn't get another job doing something else. They're cowards. So forget the teachers. They're going to do what the NEA tells them to, or they lose their job. It's simple as that. If you don't believe me, you go down to the school and find out.
Thank you. I don't doubt that one.
Yeah.
And they're all for mental, mental cock and feathers birthday, for crying out. It's a nice cushy job. It's true. They don't want to give it up. And what's scary? The average person doesn't go to a library and read, doesn't study anything. They watch television.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to let you go because nobody can hear what you're saying. And to try to get them to hear what you're saying, I got the pot turned up so high that the sound is terrible. So I got to let you go. Okay. Next time, call me on a real phone, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. 520-333-4578. Same thing that's wrong with police officers. You may have a good police officer, but he's got a family, and he's got a wife, and he's got children. And when his police chief orders him to do something unconstitutional, to break down a door without a warrant, what do you think he's going to do, folks?
Because he don't want to lose his little stinking job.
He'll break down the door and maybe kill you in your bed, and maybe you didn't even do anything.
So he can keep his little stinking job.
I'm sick of it. This is a nation of cowards. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
First of all, you're absolutely right about the teachers, because I work with a bunch of teachers. I'm a teacher myself. But I'm not afraid to lose my job, and I took an oath. When I first signed on with the school district I work with, they gave us an oath, and it says in there that I've sworn to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Well, good for you. I bet they don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, I tell you what, I've got a copy that I keep with me all the time, and I'm not teaching government yet, but that's what I intend to be teaching in high school. I'm in a middle school right now, and I still have some hours in college I've got to finish. But I have that oath, and I'll always have it with me, and I'm going to let people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
A thing I wanted to mention is there's something, well, definitely funny going on with all these shootings, and I don't see why anybody can't see how transparent it is that these are programmed assassins. I mean, if anybody studies mind control and see what the techniques were in the 1960s, and to imagine what they can be today, I mean, it's just ridiculous if you can't see that.
Yeah, what we know about what they can do is terrifying.
It is.
What we don't know about what they can do is absolutely devastating to even try to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I try to put it out of my mind, but when things happen like this...
Where do you think all this alien abduction crap is coming from?
Yeah, same thing.
These people aren't making it up. It's being implanted in their minds, and there are no extraterrestrials kidnapping anybody.
Well, no, I don't. There's no evidence. But I don't know all the details. I was driving home. I was working late at my school, and I heard about it, and it just makes me angry because you predicted this. And, you know, when you see things like the Russell Weston case, I mean, he was programmed. It's obvious. And, the Arkansas school shootings, all the school shootings last year.
Yeah. And they're always people who are under mental health treatment or have been under mental health treatment and are taking some kind of prescribed drugs because of this treatment. Every single one of these people, and they always do it at this time of year, every year.
Now, yesterday, there was a shooting yesterday, is that correct?
Not yesterday that I know of, it was last week.
Okay, last week.
At the Family History Library in Salt Lake City, yeah.
Okay, the reception's bad right now, and I couldn't hear all that. Okay, I want to make sure it went yesterday. Now, in this area where I live, I'm sure you've heard of Jasper, Texas. That's where the supposed, hate crime, where the man was dragged behind the truck.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I was watching the local news, and 1,100 students didn't show up for school in Jasper, Texas. And it was strange because they said that there was these letters circulating around that said something big was going to happen at the schools. You know, violence. It mentioned violence. And the news media said, well, these letters turned out to be a hoax, that they were written by, or they came from a prison. We have a lot of prisons around here. Matter of fact, we have the biggest federal complex in the nation down here in Beaumont, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And they said these letters came from some prisoners. And then they said, well, it was a hoax. It was just real strange. And then this happens today.
Why don't somebody ask them which prisoners?
Well,
and then contact the prisoners and find out if they really did send them.
Violence is going to happen in the school district.
Sure, because it's just going to get them more time.
Yeah.
And they don't want that.
I just think something strange is going on around the country. I heard rumors that there were things on the internet.
It's not strange at all. It has been... They've got to have their world government. To do that, they have to completely destroy the existing order.
Yeah.
They have to rearrange the brain cells of all of the people. They have to destroy all the things that they've been taught. They have to destroy their values, their patriotism. They have to make them themselves think that it was their idea to give up their rights so that they can be safe and secure in the New World Order. So all of these things, well, not all things, because some things are actually accidents, or maybe there is somebody who just goes off his rocker and does something stupid. But most of these things are planned and programmed and put into operation to manipulate populations to do certain things or accept certain things. In other words, to prepare them for what's coming in the future.
Yes, they're stepping up the psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Even the events that are accidents, they use to their advantage, though, also.
Oh, sure. They're opportunists.
Okay, to let some other people get on, I want to ask one more question. I read on the website today that there was the KLA had captured a Russian officer. Do
yes.
you have any more information on that?
That's all I know. KLA has made a public announcement that they captured a Russian officer who was wearing a Yugoslav uniform. And remember, last week I gave you reports from our people in Belgrade who said that there were Russian officers everywhere and that this one person who's reporting directly to me had 20 Russian trucks parked directly outside his hotel.
Right there in Belgrade.
Right there in Belgrade.
Okay, Bill. Thanks for letting me on the show.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, folks, if the Russians are going to enter this, they're not going to tell anybody. It's going to be a surprise. And if they're going to nuke us, they're not going to tell us, hey, if you don't stop it, we're going to nuke you. They're just going to do it. They're just going to do it. If they're going to do it. And I'm telling you right now, what we're doing in Yugoslavia could cause them to do it. And if we send in ground troops, we're going to be at war with Russia. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I live in New Jersey, and I don't know how big a problem it is where
where you live, but around here in the tri-state area, seems like every child that's a little fidgety or has a mind of his own or won't sit exactly zombie-like needs to be classified as ADD, ADHD, OCD, you know, obsessive compulsive or hyperactive. The first thing that they want to do is classify, and then you're under the grip of a doctor. And it is done through the nurse in the school. They make sure the child takes their medication in school and with you. So even if I could get away.
Yeah, but there's no doctor involved. Does not require a doctor at all, period.
Under a doctor's, not, they didn't say this to me yet. They're bringing me to meetings saying he might need some care. He seems to be this or that. Every other mother is telling me, oh, well, they came to me and told me my child has this problem, this disorder, and now he's on Ritalin, and now he's on, you know, and then he's read Time Magazine and is like, oh, everybody's on Ritalin now. Why is it every other mother I talk to? Well, is it doing any good for the kid? No, child. No, he seems more sedate. It seems like it's not really doing him any good. I mean, he got an F in one of his projects. They called me into school. I said, why? They said, well, he had a graph that he was supposed to work in groups. Groups of like three children. And the graph was, first you go shopping, then you put the bags in the car, then you bring them home, then you bring them in the house. But it was mixed up and you're supposed to like put it right. So this one little girl was like, well, listen, I think it should be this way. My son was like, well, I think it should be that way. And so did the other little boy in the group. And the teacher was like, well, you guys failed the test. I said, well, why did he fail? Because are you grading him on getting it right? Or are you grading it on a community effort? And that's what she said. It's right. It's socialism. It's like socializing them.
It is exactly socialism. And why are the mothers allowing this? You see, if
I want to take my son out, but what do I do? They'll come after me.
Why will they come after you? Wait a minute. You don't know if they'll come after you. Let's study.
Hey,
you don't know that. Study the laws of New Jersey and see if they have laws that allow homeschooling. If they don't, what's more important, that you live in New Jersey or that you are... Listen to me, please. What's more important, that you live in New Jersey or that you raise a healthy, decent child?
Of course that's most important.
Get out of New Jersey.
I had him in private schools. It doesn't matter. It's the state curriculum, no matter where you go, that is mandated.
Listen to me. Get out of New Jersey.
But I hear even in, like, Michigan, they want a homeschool.
You know what you're doing?
I'm homeschooling them properly enough to pass a test and be a good little working bee.
I understand why you're all upset about this. I would be too.
What do I have in my life? And I'm losing it. There's no way to even combat this.
Do you want some advice, or do you want to tell me all the reasons why you can't?
I really do.
Why you can't raise your child properly? Which is it? You want some advice? Hello? I said, do you want some advice, or do you want to tell me every reason why you can't raise your child properly?
I want advice.
Okay. Find a state, and there's lots of them, that allow homeschooling that do not require a state test, such as the state of Arizona, and many others, and get out of New Jersey. If you stay there, it means you don't really care about your child if they will not allow you to teach your child at home in New Jersey. You will be staying there for some selfish reason of your own.
No, I have nothing here.
Well, then
where do you even go? I have a lot of planning to do, apparently, but...
Yeah, you got some studying and some searching and some maybe discussing it with some people that you can trust, and then make a decision and do what's best for your child.
Let me ask you this, Bill. Are they really messed up? Do they really need the drugs that they're telling us that 4 and 5 and 6 year olds need? Or did they mess them up at birth? For instance, my son was premature. Did they give him something that he needs now? Did they already addict him to drugs? Does he really have a psychological problem that they're already aware of and need to get their grips on him and need to give the drugs? I mean, these people...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you want me to...
Take medication. If you don't... So some
Hey!
I'm sorry.
You couldn't possibly want me to answer any of those because you're not giving me any opportunity.
I just wanted to say some guy around here blew away a bunch of people in a subway, much like the blowing away of the kids in school and what just happened here. And you know what they attribute it to? Because he didn't take his medication. See how dangerous it is when doctors prescribe medication and people refuse to take it? You see, they're going to mandate that we take whatever they prescribe for us, no matter what it is, because otherwise we're going to start killing people and blowing people away.
Well,
that's dangerous.
If you want to take it, take it. I won't ever take anything like that. And no, to answer your first question, I don't know how many questions ago, no, there's nothing wrong with the children. They're children. Children do that. They fidget. They have a short attention span. What is happening is the teachers are incompetent. They cannot teach children. They have to have zombies in their class.
I believe that.
And it's a way of putting the child into the proper mental state where they can be programmed by the teachers to accept Marxist socialism, under which they will have to live in the New World Order. And that's exactly what they're teaching. And it's right. Your son didn't have to get the problem right. What he had to do was not buck the group, even if the group was wrong.
I said, so it doesn't matter if they turn in a wrong project. It could be totally wrong and crap, but it doesn't matter as long as they all agreed happily to turn that wrong piece of thing into the teacher. Well, really, yes. That's all she could say is yes. That's all that really matters.
You got it. That's the truth.
I told her I disagree, so I realize I'm going to have a problem with her now. But thank you so much, Bill, for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I finally figured out, folks, that she really didn't want me to answer any of those questions. She's just venting steam, and I don't blame her. She's got a lot of reasons to be angry. I would be angry, too, but my child would not be in that school. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I sent away to the Christian Liberty Academy in Illinois. Should I give out their number? It seems like a pretty good option for homeschooling.
If you want to.
1-800-READ-121. And that wasn't why I called, but it was 1-800-READ-121. You covered all of this in your mind control series, didn't you, about programming the goat and programming these people to kill and every time there's a...
Yes, I did.
...program legislation about to occur.
Yes,
well,
I did.
Colorado has just passed or is about to vote on a new law for concealed carry permits.
Oh, boy. And that just happened right at the right time, didn't it?
It's again another coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over. The same coincidence is happening, pro-gun legislation, and somebody goes off the deep end, shoots a bunch of people, commits suicide.
Yep.
Do you recall one of the worst mass murders in the nation's history just a few years ago? It did not occur with a firearm, but they forgot about that real quick. That was that Puerto Rican nightclub. Do you recall that?
No. What happened?
90 people were killed practically instantly with the doors blockaded and a stampede when a man brought in a Molotov cocktail-type bomb.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And the whole thing just went up in like, instantly in flames.
But it's real interesting that they never talk about these incidences, and they never talk about what would happen if a person... These people were bent on suicide. What would have happened if they would have taken a three-quarter-ton pickup truck and drove it onto that campus?
They could have. They could have.
A mass amount of people would have been killed, and yet, you know, they wouldn't have been. They would have been making.
Yeah, but this is not a valid argument. Just ask any socialist; they'll tell you that's not a valid argument.
Correct.
It doesn't matter.
Number one agenda: get the guns. Number two agenda: get the guns. You covered all this in your disarmament. You covered all this in your New World Order tape.
Yep.
And this would be a real good time to plug Mind Control America. Is that the one I want to buy?
I don't know.
Where they have the goat that you talked about, that they programmed the goat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Time until it died.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Was that in the mind control theory?
I don't remember right off the top of my head. You know, I've done thousands of broadcasts, and you're asking me to remember one specific broadcast.
Well, I recall I'm going to order the mind control theory from you. Thank you for your great work and your service to your country. God bless you, and I'll let somebody else get on. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Also, read the or get the tapes on psychopolitics. You will be amazed at how much of the Russian manual on psychopolitics is being followed by our governments, starting right in your city. 520-333-4578 is the number. Man, you know, I'm still kind of taking it. She was firing questions at me so fast. She almost bowled me over like bowling pins. Amazing. 520-333-4578. Well, at least I'm at the point where I can laugh now, although that's not going to last because as soon as I get off the air, I got to go back and see what's going on. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I just found your station just a few days ago, and I'm a new listener, and I'm from church tonight, and I says, get Bill Cooper on right away. You were talking about mind control. I read a volume of Springmeier's book, The Illuminati Formula to form a mind-controlled place, something like that. And then I read Bryce Taylor's Starshine. Is this what's going on in these schools?
I don't know, because I have not read either one of those.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Can't comment on it. I don't know who Fritz Springmeier is, and I never heard of the other guy either.
Okay. The formula was to start these children off when they're very young, and then...
Well, now, don't go into it, because we're almost out of time.
Okay. They train them to be assassins, and all this kind of thing, and their minds are just plainly dashed. Is this what... You'll have to kind of catch me up on your broadcast. Because
well, no, you got to catch yourself up on my broadcast. I've done thousands of broadcasts. There's no way I can go back to the beginning and catch you up. You send for our tape list, and you pick out what you need to catch up on and catch up. That's the way you got to do it.
Well, right. I understand that, but you got to remember that there's many of us who are just jumping in on you. And
I know.
Yeah, that's the tragedy of it all. But is this what's happening in these schools? What we're reading? I never connected the two until you said it.
It has to do with the bringing about of the New World Order and disarming the American citizen. Not just the American citizen, because these things have happened in other countries too. And it's to disarm the citizens of the world.
How do they pick the kids to do this? How do they choose them?
Well, I don't know how they choose them, but they do. The CIA has a big, big finger in it. Yes, they do.
That's just what I thought. That's what I've read. It's the CIA. Great group. Well, Bill, we are intrigued by what you have to say because what you're saying seems to hit a nerve chord, which is correct.
Well, here's my challenge. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything anybody else says. Listen to everybody. Read everything. Then you go out and you do your own research and you come back and tell us who's right. Nobody has ever called and told me that I was wrong on anything that I've ever told them. Nobody, not once. In fact, we get lots and lots and lots of calls from people who have set out to prove me wrong, didn't believe a thing I said, and call back and say, darn it, I found the documentation. I found exactly what you were talking about, and you're absolutely 100% correct.
Well, that's what Fritz Springmeier. I heard about him, got his books, read it, and then when I heard it from you tonight, I thought, maybe that's what it is. I just thought it was kooky kids. But I'm
no, it's not kooky kids. Children are children, and they're not kids. Kids are goats.
Yeah, that's right. Got it exactly right. But I honestly didn't put that together until we tuned in around 10 after 9, and I heard a caller call about that, and I thought, good grief, are these children doing this kind of thing that are nothing more than mind-controlled slaves? Did this kid turn the gun on himself? I haven't heard that yet.
There was two of them, and yes, they did.
They did.
Yep, that's part of the process. Listen, I'm going to let you go. We're out of time.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your program. Superb.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. And please pray an awful lot for the people who are the victims of the sacrifices of the New World Order. God bless each and every single one of you.